Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Alex Wassel.
Hi, it's great to be here, and I'm happy to sit in for Ed Bondarenka.
Yeah, Ed's off, we'll say on assignment, but I think he's just out enjoying a little personal time, so that's good that he gets away occasionally, like I did last week. And I you know what I did last week? Why? Nope. I couldn't be here? I put a lift kit on my Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, that's great.
And it took me like 4 years to find it, finally got it done, and then was able to, I needed tires really bad, and I had to get these bigger tires that I wanted. So I finally spent a little money on my car, which I haven't done since like the 90s, you know, in something for me personally to enjoy. So it was nice. I took the week off, the weekend off last week, and managed to get through it. So what we do on the Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on the dailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Oh, see, you picked that right up. Bang, bang, you got it. So, yeah, I'm glad you stopped in to help us out today, man. That's awesome. We missed you. You call in most weekends anyways. So,
I try to.
Yeah. And Derek, I was kind of thinking, how many of us that are hosts now were just listeners at one time? So many of us, I think, were just listeners at one time, and we ended up being hosts on this station. Isn't that kind of strange?
That's a great resource.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, we have the smartest listeners in radio, I think, and that's probably why. So, well, let's take care of a little business. Time Auto. If you're looking for a second car or a used car or maybe your first car, Time Auto Sales in Plymouth, 734-455-5566. They can get a 20-minute approval done. No cosigners, no turndowns, no cosigners. You name it, they can get it done. 199 Plymouth Road. Time Auto Sales. That's T-Y-M-E Auto Sales in Plymouth. And in some cases, you can even get 0% interest. So if you're looking for a second car, winter car, maybe a car for your kids, Time Auto is the way to go. 734-455-5566. I drive by there fairly regularly. I always got good cars in the lot.
Yeah, it's right by my house, yeah. And a lot of nice vehicles out there.
Yeah, yeah, great place. All right, so if there's anything that you want to email me about, gary@thedailydrift.com, feel free to email in. And but you can also call into the show today, 734-822-1600, and we'll talk about whatever you want to do. But we're going to start with Joe Biden. And I know, Alex, you're going to have a whole lot to say about old foot and mouth Joe, as I call him. That's the hashtag I probably use most often with Joe Biden. And he went right into it yesterday, I think, on The View. Did you see this?
No, I missed that one.
Okay, so I get the snippets out of The View because there's just no way I could sit and listen to those hags. They're just ignorant. They really are. And Joe had to come out, and while explaining his time with the Obama administration, he had to say, we never had one whisper of a scandal. And I just went, did you really go there, Joe? Did you really say there were no scandals at all with the Obama administration? Come on. Can you list them for me?
What was that gun running scandal?
Fast and Furious.
That's one. Yeah. Let's see.
And Brian Terry died in that.
Yep.
We lost a border agent because of that.
Absolutely. Also, let's see, there was the, a Benghazi scandal.
Hello, Benghazi. Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Weren't they spying on Americans and using the IRS against conservative groups?
Correct. And they also spied on the Senate. Wasn't that Brennan spying on the Senate?
Oh, yeah. You mean the Gus Hall supporter, Brennan? How could he ever get in that position by voting for the Communist Party presidential candidate and then passing a background check?
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, Mr. Obama and Mr. Biden, wasn't it your attorney general who pled the fifth? Has any attorney general other than them ever pled the fifth in a hearing?
We'll have to look that one up.
I don't think that – I'm not sure we even need to. I'm pretty sure that's positive.
Yep.
But it's amazing that Joe Biden could start off his campaign with a gaffe like that. And to make matters worse, you saw part of his opening video that he put out, right? Right to Charlottesville and right. Trying to divide the country over race. Is this the best the Democrats have?
I think it is. You know, because if you look at all the other candidates, they're so much wackier than old Groper Joe.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's my take on it. I think old Joe and old Bernie are going to be eaten alive by the Democratic Party. I really don't believe there's room in the new Democratic Party today for the old rich white guys. And Bernie, no matter how much he says he's a socialist, he's shown quite clearly on the Fox News town hall that he did that he's no socialist. Not for himself, for you and I maybe, but he's not willing to pay additional taxes on his money.
Well, he's got $1 million in the bank from the book deal.
And three homes. On a lake, a multi-million dollar home, that expensive car that we see him driving all the time, that sports car, right? Come on, Bernie. Really?
You know, it sort of reminds me of the old Soviet Union. The Politburo would have all their private resorts, the Dakas.
Yep.
They'd be driving in limousines. They'd have the first pick at the grocery store, at buying any new luxury items, no problem.
Yeah.
But the rest of the people had to suffer under socialism, stand in line, not get what they needed. And live
right.
a miserable life.
And I guess it comes down to the fact that so many of our young people today are not learning that history. I mean, shouldn't there be a class in college or maybe even in high school where they talk about the problems with the Soviet Union and why it failed and how people suffered under that, not just the Soviet Union. You can go to the Khmer Rouge. You can go to China. You can go to Venezuela. You can go to Cuba. You can go to all these countries that have been socialist at one time or another. Some still are. And life is miserable. Life is miserable in Cuba. I mean, they like to say everybody's got an education and everybody's got medical care, but really, they're stuck there.
Well, that would entail a education system that actually fairly portrayed both economic systems, socialism, capitalism, and the free market. And that's long gone.
Yeah.
I don't see it turning around anytime soon.
No, and that's why I always tell people, you know what, if you're going to complain, here's the one thing you can do. Run for school board. It's a fairly easy seat to win because the people that normally run don't have money. They're just there. They've been running for years. They're old socialists. They're old, highly liberal. And you can beat them with a little money, a little advertising, a little door knocking. You can get a spot on a school board. What you need to do is run a slate of people, be conservatives, and steal that educational system back from the ground up. Let's take a call from our missing compadre, Ed Bondarenka. Ipsy Ed, where are you at?
Hey, how you doing? Oh, well, I'm on my way to my grandson's birthday party, so I appreciate Alex coming in.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about Cuba and the quality of life, but everybody there gets to drive a 55 Chevy.
How cool is that?
I drive a 55 Chevy.
You know, that's all they have are 55 Chevy.
As far as the scandals are concerned, let's see, you missed the one about where they were spying on the next president and the president of the United States and attempting a coup.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So the one thing about the Biden rollout, and then I'll get out of your way, I just was flabbergasted when in his video he talked about how this was his opportunity to make America as good as it used to be. I mean, I've heard that somewhere before in a more concise, you know, statement. I'm trying to figure out where did I hear that before? Make America as good as it used to be.
Where did really he said that?
Yes,
I missed
he
it.
Did. Yeah, I heard that in Breitbart.
Well, another. It's going to be a fun, gaffe-filled election cycle. I can assure you that it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you guys later, and I'm listening in.
All right, Ed. Have fun. Bye. Take care. Let's take a call from Mark in Hall. Wants to weigh in on our Democratic presidential candidates so far. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me on today. I just wanted to mention the news you know you need. You know, this kissing bug that I've heard about, Theron talked about it on his show. You know, Joe Biden brought that in, you know.
Yeah.
And the candidates running for on the Democratic Party side remind me of the old show, The Gong Show. Do you remember The Gong Show?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Chuck Berry, Chuck Barris.
Act, and then they didn't pass the muster that somebody would from the panel would get up and hit the gong, you know. And does this take away from votes, unless if somebody's running independently, that could take away from the Democrats, correct?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're talking Howard Schultz.
Okay. How about a Green Party candidate?
It could be another Green Party candidate. If Howard Schultz stays in the race and runs as an independent, I'll put my $20 on the line right now. Donald Trump will win again because he's going to suck away enough of the what remains of the Democratic Party that are old school Democrats, which will probably be the older folks, right? Hopefully some union guys who just can't vote Republican for whatever. I don't believe that they want a communist like Bernie. I don't believe they want a Kamala Harris or a Cory Booker or these people who are all willing to go after a Green Deal type of thing that would destroy our country. Most working class Americans know that that kind of procedure, a Green New Deal type of thing, will destroy the country. And so that's where a guy like Howard Schultz has a chance. I don't know that he'll steal too much from the Republican conservative side. I mean, you might get the Never Trumpers.
That's interesting, because where you're going with that was kind of my thought, too, that could it be a phenomena like the Trump phenomena was, where some of these Democrats that are seeing the light would vote for somebody like this huge gentleman, to split the vote, so to speak, but I don't think it'd be enough to overcome Donald Trump's campaign, correct?
I don't believe so. I really think that, having a third party is still so far out of reach, because we're still basically a two-party system. I, frankly, would like to see a three- or four-party system, because this deadlock that we have right now with the two parties, we're going nowhere. I mean, if you had a third viable party or a fourth viable party, you could put together, like they do in Parliament, right? You'd get this consortium of people. You've got to get those different parties to work together in some fashion. You're never going to get the Democrats and the Republicans at this point. It seems impossible to get a Democrat to vote for anything that's going to help a Republican and vice versa.
Exactly. And we even see that down here on the local levels in our state, of Michigan, for example. Now, the candidates running for all these Democrats running, who do you see in a power position right now out of all those people?
On the Democratic side, who do you think, Alex?
Well, Bernie's going to be in there, I'm sure. I don't know about the others because they're so scattered and their ideas are so wild, but Bernie's the one.
I think Biden will kind of go for that moderate side, but I really think the target's going to be on his back. If he's the front runner, as they're saying, and that's what the Democrats like Pelosi would probably prefer a Biden. But the young ones, the AOCs, the rest of them, they're going to they don't want, number one, the old white guy on there. They don't. So I think Joe Biden is not going to succeed. I really don't. Bernie's the one that I think has the best ground game, right? He's got all his troops from before. The millennials still love Bernie. I think Bernie is probably the guy, even if he's not hitting top in the poll. And who's to believe the polls anyways?
Yeah, I don't.
All right, Mark, do you believe any of the polls you're seeing?
Oh, no, never, because I've never gotten a call on one of those polls anyways. I think they choose who they poll,
Yeah, I agree 100%. They were so wrong in the last election. For anyone to say Bernie or Biden is beating Trump in a head-to-head right now, please, come on. No way.
And, if they do poll you or your guest host today or myself, they're going to toss that one in the trash. It would never make the muster anyways, because we know how we would poll against them. I guess we have to be serious about Sanders here. I know Theron was talking about that, and I guess we've got to be very serious about him, having the power position. Thanks, gentlemen, and I'll enjoy your show.
All right. Take care, Mark. Thanks for the call.
Bye now.
So, yeah, I Bernie's for me, if I have to pick a strong player, I'd say it's Bernie, because he's got the money. He's got the ability to raise money. He's got the message. It's a crazy message when folks like us look at it, but it's a message that the young seem to love.
Well, here's the deal, okay? When you offer free stuff, I mean, it's a good sales point, you know? Right. Whether it's doable or what you want to do, but if you offer free stuff, there's going to be somebody stand in line to with their hand out for it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is not the way the country should go. We should be earning our way through our lives, and that we help become productive members of society, and actually through our taxes, you know, we pay for what's needed, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Giving stuff away or fear-mongering, like Joe Biden came out with the fear,
right.
You can't say the nonsense of never Trumpism, of blaming Donald Trump for the racial divide in this country, it's unbelievable. It really is, because it's Barack Obama who started the division in this country. The anti-cops, the riots, the Antifas, it all started under Barack. Don't blame Donald Trump for that. He may have pointed it out, but right. It was already there under Barack Obama.
Well, it happened under his watch.
Well, so part of this thing that bothers me is about Biden, I guess, is the way he's getting a pass. I mean, old Sniffer Joe, the creepy, we've all seen the videos, we've all seen the pictures, the kids don't like him, you know, he's always like, all right, I'll be the devil's advocate. He's just a touchy-feely, friendly guy, right? And maybe he is. But how does he get a pass when Kavanaugh didn't even get a pass? He got slammed for made-up things. And yet the media won't touch Biden, it seems. I see very little of the media going after Joe Biden.
Well, I think the answer is the media has changed. Not that Joe Biden's changed,
yeah,
or anybody else has changed. It's the way the media is now a propaganda arm of the liberal left agenda.
Yeah. And it's the hypocrisy of the left. Derek, do you have track one ready of Lucy Flores? So Lucy Flores, I think, was a Nevada candidate for state something or other. And she's like really the only person that has come out to speak really publicly about Joe Biden and how she was felt a little creepy and abused about him coming up behind her, that classic Biden move that we see so many memes of now, right?
Right.
Sniffing her hair and kissing her on top of the head, which, you know, maybe for Joe he was just being supportive in some creepy kind of way. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he wasn't trying to molest her, but it's creepy and inappropriate in today's society anyways. You got that ready? All right, let's listen to this.
Now, you've said you don't think Biden should run. Do you believe that this specific incident should disqualify him?
My personal opinion, obviously based on my personal interaction and a number of other things that I do not agree with in his history, positions he has taken, anti-abortion positions he has taken, the way in which he handled the Anita Hill hearing, but more importantly, the way that he talked about it recently, saying that he wishes he could have done more when you actually could have done more. You were the chair.
Sorry to interrupt, but it sounds like from what you're saying that you are taking issue with a whole slew of Biden's positions surrounding women and women's issues. Is that correct?
For me, because you're asking if it disqualifies him for me. Mm-hmm. I believe, and the main reason why I talked about this is because this part of his history was not being acknowledged. And I think a big reason for that is because this type of behavior, unacceptable behavior, is treated as if it's no big deal. And it should be treated like it's a big deal.
Right.
And the media has not been talking about that. And I felt that it really needed to be discussed. So in the context of of his entire history, yes, that he's not someone I would support in the primary.
Right.
Now, that's going to be a decision that everybody else is going to have to make in terms of whether or not, given the totality of everything that he has done, if they believe that it's someone they want to support in the Democratic primary, if he gets in.
Let me ask you something. If he were to be the Democratic nominee and he's up against Donald Trump, whose own history with women is, as we know, pretty clouded, who would you support in that kind of a matchup?
That's not even a question. Of course I would support Biden.
Okay. So she just, I'm not voting for him. I wouldn't vote him. He's unqualified. He's inappropriate. There's no way he should be there. Well, of course I'm going to vote for him. What?
That's Democratic mind think.
I mean, it's easy to see the MSM. It's exactly what you expect. Well, Donald Trump's clouded history with women, blah, 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 blah. I don't see Donald Trump creepily sniffing people's hair and hugging kids and women the way he does. It's completely different. And yet she's such a never-Trumper, and that's how they'll vote for this inappropriate guy that she just bashed for 5 minutes. But, of course, I'll vote for him. What?
Well, let's hope most people will be able to look through that and vote appropriately.
It's just crazy. The past the media is giving on Joe. But you know what? I think you'll see more of it come out. I really do.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the media will try its best not to cover it. But I think there are women waiting in the wings, and they're going to be supported by other people in the Democratic Party, maybe the Wasserman Schultzes or somebody else. The Donna Brazils, who will say, you know what, we don't want old Joe in the mix. And maybe for their point, they know Joe's not winnable, even though the media likes to say, oh, he's on top of the polls.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't see it, because I don't know how Joe will do in a debate either against Trump.
Well, the thing about the Democrats, I think they've turn their backs on the original members of the Democratic Party, you know, like working folks, you know, just mm-hmm. average Joes and Josephines that, you know, that were patriotic and tried to do the right thing and raise a family and traditional values. That's gone.
Yeah.
They've written those people off. So all they have now is fringe groups and the LGBTQ.
Which is why they also want the illegals.
Right.
Which
is
why they now want felons.
Right. They're running out of voters.
They're running out. And you got to ask yourself, America, why is it the Democrats are running out of voters? Because they never stand up for you. They don't. They screwed over the union guys. They took that money from the unions all these years. The union leadership is still giving them money. But the union guys, I think in the last election, 2016, saw that Donald Trump was pro-America first. Stop with the NAFTA. Stop losing our jobs overseas. And they went for Trump. And I think they'll go with him again because they've probably learned their lesson, especially when the economy is as good as it is right now.
Well, I'm on Facebook a lot, and I converse with my old UAW member brothers and sisters. And I could tell Trump has a lot of support. Yeah, you'll get a few that will take pot shots, but the majority of them, I think, are getting the idea that Trump and his America First policies are benefiting them and the country.
It's working. Now, did you work in the auto industry?
Oh, yes. 20 years at GM Willow Run plant.
Oh, okay.
And then 23 years at Chrysler.
Wow. So you had a lot of years in. And so you have a pretty good take on what the union blue-collar guys are thinking and feeling, and you believe that they're really still pro-Trump after 2016.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The ones that voted for him in 2016 will vote for him again in 2020, and I think he'll add to that total.
Oh, that makes me feel so good, Alex.
Yeah, well,
that's brightened my day a little bit.
Well, that's my opinion.
Well, 2020 is going to be here quicker than we think. I mean, it seems like it's a long way, and I'm sure 12 months from now we'll all be going, when will this be over with? But at least this time it's not the Republicans doing this crazy thing. It's going to be the Democrats. So I think it's going to be, for me, entertaining to see this, you know?
It's going to be one big street fight in the Democrat Party, and we're just going to sit back and laugh.
Yeah. So felons voting, you heard Bernie. A lot of the Democrats started to back off it real quick, but Bernie wanted to see felons voting.
I think in a number of different states and municipalities, Democrats want to give the votes to illegals.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad is that?
16-year-olds, illegals.
Right.
Felons. It's crazy. All right. Well, there's the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to touch on the economy a little bit and maybe even talk about Bernie and Biden. And then we'll carry on. And you can call into the show. You're catching the drift.
People are always
always headed somewhere. How do they keep up on the latest news and information? They listen to Wham! Just like you. If you have a product or business to advertise, your message can reach these listeners wherever they are. People tune to Wham! Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Theron X, Steve Gruber, and Joe Pags. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise with Wham! Radio, 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. You'd be insane to be anyplace else.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. The White House continues to push back against congressional Democrats who've issued subpoenas demanding key administration officials appear before House committees over the Mueller report.
Committee staff do a tremendous job with vetting the questions that should be asked and really instructing us to the areas that cannot be touched because they are ongoing investigations.
Democrat Representative Stacey Plaskett of the U.S. Virgin Islands sits on the House Oversight Committee. The Pentagon, in an attempt to bolster the Department of Homeland Security along the southern border, is sending more help.
Some people try to tell you that they're down there standing there with guns and being an intimidating force. They're not. What they're doing is helping in logistical areas to relieve a lot of Border Patrol to be able to stay on the front line.
Illinois GOP Representative Adam Kinzinger on Fox. At present, there are about 2,900 active duty troops deployed along the southern border, in addition to 2,000 members of the National Guard. This is Fox News.
The Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea is having our Tony Lama Trunk Show on April the 27th. Check out our 3,000 pair boot inventory, talk boots with a factory man, and see the new Tony Lama Signature Series. The Signature Series is Tony Lama's best boot, handmade in El Paso, Texas, from the finest leathers and exotics. And the Mule Skinner is Michigan's exclusive dealer for the Signature Series. Also, check out the Western Hats by Resist All and Stetson, the handmade belts, wallets, and model-specific holsters. And remember, the Mule Skinner has all your concealment requirements, including vests and cases. Custom holsters are also available to order, handmade by the Mule himself. So come on out to the Mule Skinner Boot Shop, meet the factory reps, see the Tony Lama Signature Series, handmade belts and holsters, Western hats, and a great selection of women's boots, too. That's April the 27th at Bill Kahn's Mule Skinner Boot Shop, 112 North Main in beautiful downtown Chelsea, right next door to Wine Zone Main. Western hospitality to you, Mule Skinner style.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift in studio with Alex Wassel, filling in for Ed Bondarenka today.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. It's always fun coming in here. You get to vent a little bit and do all kinds of fun things. And you can call in and vent yourself if you want. 734-822-1600. Love to get your calls and your thoughts on any of the subjects we're talking about or something on your mind that you want to get off your chest. Feel free. Let's take care of a little business. Kensington Woods Schools. If you're looking for an alternative school system, Kensington Woods Schools, you can, I'm trying to dig up their phone number here, 517-545-0828. That's 517-545-0828. Now enrolling for fall grades 6 to 12. So you don't have to do the same old public schools if you're not happy with them. If you're worried about education, your kid may be being a little propagandized by the liberals, you can get them into an alternative school. And Kensington Woods is a STEM, has a big STEM program, so reach out to them, 517-545-0828. There are alternatives, you know, and it bothers me when people say they have to do the public school system. You don't. There are so many alternatives out there today.
And homeschooling.
And homeschooling. And there's some online schools now, I noticed, too. So plenty to do, plenty to talk about, as we are talking about today. Let's kind of jump into the continued witch hunt. We're still seeing the Democrats looking at Trump, starting their investigations on the congressional side now that they're in charge. They didn't get what they wanted out of the Mueller probe and the report. Isn't it amazing how they can just go from loving Mueller to all of a sudden they hate Mueller? I can't wait for him to testify. When is he going to testify? Do you think that's going to happen soon?
Well, hopefully, but it's amazing. They spent 2 years and I don't know how many million dollars investigating the non-scandal of the Trump election and quote-unquote Russian collusion, and they found zip, nada, nothing.
Yeah. Here's what really bothers me the most, right? So you spend all that money, $35 million, 19-plus lawyers who were all pro-Hillary supporters, right? 40-odd FBI agents there to back them up and do their bidding. You would have thought they would have at least been able to manufacture some kind of evidence against Trump. How clean must this guy really be? I mean, sure, he's maybe not the most politically correct guy in the world, but how clean must you be to go through that kind of, and they cooperated. And Trump's now saying, I'm done cooperating. I've given you guys everything. I gave you 2 years, and now you want to start subpoenaing my people. It's time to invoke executive privilege. And that's what the Democrats will bang on for the next, from now until 2020, right?
Right. Well, I hope they waste the next, the remaining time in the Congress on trying to prove something that didn't happen with the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. Because then the American people say, what have you done for me? What have you done right. for America to help America be great again? And they'll go to the polls, and I think the election results will
reflect it.
Reflect it, and there are going to be some sad campers at the end of the road.
Yeah, I'm praying every day that we'll get the House back and that we'll have another shot at Republican House, Republican Senate with Donald Trump still in the White House. And this time, for crying out loud, Republicans, don't waste the 2 years, right? If you pick up the House and you still have the Senate, utilize it. Let's get things passed that really need to be passed, you know, and you won't have to worry about Democrats in 2022. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park, wants to talk about Joe Biden. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. You know, when Gropin' Joe came out on his announcement that he was going to actually run for president, one of the things he said that he and the Democrats were fighting for the soul of America. Now, let's get this straight. The Democrat Party is a party of sodomy, homosexual marriage, and they actually have a man right now running for president who has a man partner. Can you imagine the disgrace to have those two living in the residence in the White House?
But it's interesting, Gary, that you bring up the soul, that he came right out and said, we're fighting for the soul. You know what? Well, taking what you just said and taking it a step farther, the Democrats, as Walter always says, the Democrats are looking for your soul, America. They're looking to devour your soul. That's what's happening.
Well, sure. And see, they're also a party of abortion, open borders, with the bringing all the diseases into our country. A pot for everybody, and war on the faith. I mean, there's no question about it. That they remember what they did to the Little Sisters of the Poor,
yeah.
And those folks.
Well,
I mean,
unless you're a Muslim, Gary, then it's perfectly okay. They're going to help you propagandize that.
Well, sure, they should. It's a free country.
Well, the one thing you neglected to say is that their radical positions on abortion is just unbelievable. I would have never thought a couple of years ago that the Democrats would be advocating killing babies after they were physically born. And it's things like that just drive me up a wall.
Well, once you hit a point, let's say an apex, and then you got to step out and make yourself a little bit more radical than the last guy, and match or be better than his apex. You got to be just as a bit more retarded.
Yeah. Well, so Gary, let me ask your opinion while you're here. Then, what do you think the Democrats' next steps are going to be on the Mueller report? You think they're just going to carry on with this craziness and keep investigating?
Yeah, of course they are, because they've spent 2 years of their lives yapping on about it. And if they stop now, that means they have to admit that they were terribly, horribly wrong, and that they're losers. And they're not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great call, Gary. I appreciate it. We'll hopefully get you in here, unless you're sitting in the parking lot and coming in with Pastor Rick.
Not today, my friend.
All right, man. Take care. Have a good one.
All right.
So he makes a good point, right? They're coming after your souls, America. And I don't think that's just something he picked out of the blue. I honestly believe they're looking for your soul. And that should scare people.
Well, I think they're trying to destroy traditional values so they could better control the people of America.
Yeah.
If you don't have any values to sort of anchor the way you live, then anything's game, you know?
Right. They can instill in you any values they want.
That's right.
Be it killing babies that are unwanted after birth even,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I hate to put on my tinfoil, but I always do. I still believe that there's a whole industry that, and I'm not talking just the stuff we know about. I think there's a whole underground industry of things being done with baby parts. I really do. And one of these days, there's a guy I know that I'm going to try and get on the show who goes into that. We'll do Conspiracy Saturday when we do
well,
that.
But they just seem morally bankrupt, and they shouldn't be given any positions of power.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So, talking about the Mueller probe, isn't it odd? Do you find it odd that Rosenstein, who was deputy director, Rosenstein was kind of the bad guy for so long? There, people were looking. Was he a bad guy? Is he now just turning the corner because he doesn't have any choice with Barr? You'll do what I say, or we're going to throw you under the bus. But Rosenstein made this statement about the Obama administration just the other day. Derek, you got track two? Now listen to Rod Rosenstein in response to the investigation that started on Russian collusion.
Some critical decisions about that Russian investigation were made before I got there. The previous administration chose not to publicize the full story about Russian computer hackers and social media trolls and how they relate to Russia's broader strategy to undermine America.
So that's some rare public comments now from the Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein going after the Obama administration in that clip, as well as the former FBI Director James Comey. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Fox News contributor with me now. Sir, good morning to you. You heard that comment about critical decisions were made before I got there. How did you interpret this from Rod Rosenstein?
I thought it was a soft way of him saying basically there was a cover-up. They knew that the Russians were attempting to influence the election and attempting to hack the election, but they didn't fully disclose that to the American people, and they certainly didn't disclose it to the Trump campaign. Instead, they tried to set a trap for them. It failed. The Trump team did not take the bait, and that's the one conclusion that we can certainly come away with from $35 million worth of investigation.
Okay. So it's out there. I'm hoping AG Barr is going to take the criminal referrals from Devin Nunes seriously. He's going to look at the Hillary email investigation and maybe reopen it, go after the thesis. I want to see the thesis. I'm hoping that as soon as the IG's report, which is supposed to come out, I think, middle of May?
Soon.
Allegedly. And they'll probably end up pushing it back another month. They keep pushing it back. That's coming out. I'm hoping when that happens, we'll see the thesis. Bring them out. Let's look at this. And let's prosecute those people who broke the law, right, in pushing through this investigation that had nothing there. I want faith in my government. I want faith in the FBI and the Department of Justice. I don't have it right now. Do you?
Well, not in the least. And during the Obama years, definitely I didn't have faith in it. The one thing I wanted to point out is that Rosenstein, he could have said that he could have made that comment 2 years ago, you know. So I'm, it seems to me like he's sort of covering his tracks right now, and I think the reason is because you have the new Attorney General Barr.
Yeah, I think he's under the gun, and maybe he's the one that's going to end up turning evidence. I don't know.
That'd be great.
You know, I would hope that he would do the right thing, and I would encourage anybody in the FBI, the DOJ, if you're a line guy, an operative, an analyst, if you know something, speak up about it.
Oh, yeah. You know there's people that know a whole bunch.
Yeah. And they're scared probably to say anything because they don't want to lose their pensions and everything else. But doggone it, the Trump administration is not going to berate you for letting loose that dirt. So I don't understand. I would like to see. I'm hoping more of it comes out. I'm probably putting too much hope on this IG report. I really am. But who knows? You know, all we can do is pray that justice will be served in this instance. I'm really praying for that.
I think they're going to uncover a whole bunch more.
Yeah. Your gut feeling about AG Barr?
So far, I like him. I know when his name first popped up, there was some questions whether or not he would take care of the job.
Right.
But so far, I am overjoyed.
Yeah, I like his demeanor. I like the way he seems like a no-nonsense guy, which, again, maybe I'm hoping too much, knock on wood, that he's going to be the guy. But I just love the way he reacts to Congress members when they get stupid and reporters when they get stupid. And I got a little clip here I just had to laugh when I listened to. This is a reporter at a news conference for AG Barr. And she's trying to tag him as to why are you protecting the president sort of thing, right? Derek, you got track three ready? Let's listen to this.
Mr. Attorney General, it's not just Democrats who have questioned some of the process here. A Republican-appointed judge on Tuesday said you have, quote, created an environment that has caused a significant part of the American public to be concerned about these redactions. You cleared the president on obstruction. The president is fundraising off of your comments about spying. And here you have remarks that are quite generous to the president, including acknowledging his feelings and his emotions. So what do you say to people on both sides of the aisle who are concerned that you are trying to protect the president?
Well, actually, the statements about his sincere beliefs are recognized in the report, that there was substantial evidence for that. So I'm not sure what your basis is for saying that I'm being generous to the president.
You face an unprecedented situation. It just seems like there's a lot of effort to go out of your way to acknowledge how this.
Well, is there another precedent for it?
No, but it's
okay. So unprecedented is an accurate description, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, in any other situation, the Democrats are all about touchy feelings, right? Oh, it's all about the feelings. Well, in the report itself, it says Donald Trump had strong feelings. He was maybe angry. Well, who wouldn't be angry?
Oh, I would.
If you start investigating me for something that I did nothing about, how about if I go, Adam Schiff, you robbed a bank and assaulted men and women at the bank. No, I didn't. Right. Yes, you did. I believe you did. I'm going to go investigate you. You wouldn't be angry about that, Mr. Schiff? You're doggone right you'd be angry about it.
I'd be livid, and especially when you know this is all political. This is what it's all about. This is a coup d'etat, you know, using the intelligence agencies and the holdovers from the Obama administration to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
Yes. All because you lost. You want to talk about sore losers. This is the epitome of – and when Donald Trump says it's a soft coup or a coup, it is a coup. There's
absolutely
no ifs, ands, or buts about this.
It was attempted.
They were trying to bring down the president that we selected. And you may not be liking Donald Trump, but 63 million people voted, and via the Electoral College, which is what our process is, he won fair and square. It wasn't the Russians that made 63 million Americans vote for Donald Trump. It wasn't. They didn't affect – any of our voting machines or anything else, that's all been cleared. And there are still so many Americans on the left who believe that the Russians won that election for Donald Trump because they affected votes. There was no effect of the votes. by that?
I think the biggest effect on the election were possibly illegal voters in California. You take away California and possibly New York too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not even close.
Yeah, and the media is not the data has come back that there were millions of illegal votes across the country, many of them in California, and it's quite possible we have 3 to 5 additional congressional representatives in California who shouldn't be there because they're representing illegals who have voted. You know, that's – and the census question, right?
Right,
so
right.
That's in SCOTUS right now. What's your gut feeling? You think SCOTUS is going to go with that or not? I'm not confident that they're going to
– Well, I don't know. You know, the census question about whether you're a citizen or not has been there for a long time.
Yeah, and they only recently took it off.
Right.
And now all of a sudden –
Yeah, under the Obama administration.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden, no, we can't have that. It's not right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate question. Are you a citizen or are you not?
Yeah, my wife does genealogy, and we go back over some of my relatives when they first came to this country. Absolutely, the census asks that question, and whether you're a resident alien or an American citizen, it's important.
Right.
The thing that bothers me is they use illegal alien population in the country to reapportion congressional districts. Now that I think should be overruled.
Right. So here's the thing. Even if it's on the census, do you really think every census taker is going to check the IDs? Are they going to be able to double check to see if these people are really citizens or not? I don't think so. What difference does it make? Why are we dragging this into the court? Because an illegal alien is going to lie anyway. They're not going to tell the census taker they're an illegal alien.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm a citizen.
Yeah, but it...
They may say it with a Spanish accent.
Right, right. Well,
or a Chinese accent.
The point is, it should be on there.
Yes, absolutely it should. Because you know what? You're supposed to be a citizen to have a congressional representative assigned to you. So if we're counting a bunch of illegals as not... You're representing illegals. You're representing people from other countries, not Americans.
Well, maybe that explains why the Democrats act the way they do. No. They're not representing Americans.
Yeah, they haven't in decades, if you ask me. And that's why it's already 2020 in my book. People need to wake up. They need to stop looking at the craziness on Facebook. Keep an open mind. Get your questions out there. Educate yourself, for crying out loud. Listen to talk radio. I know a lot of my son's always like, Dad, why are you listening to that again? I'm educating myself, son, because I want the country to be a better place for you, that you have the same opportunities that I have had growing up. You know, educate yourself, and talk radio is part of that.
Tune out CNN.
Well, you know, I watch for a few minutes every day, just because I'm like, oh,
I'm glad somebody
does. I want to see, right?
I couldn't.
But I quickly turn it off because the smarminess, if anyone can watch CNN and honestly believe that that's true and factual news, you must be out of your mind. You must be an ignorant human being.
It's just agit propaganda.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. He wants to talk about the Trump tax records. Go ahead, Tom. What do you got?
You know, I've been watching these guys like Jerry Nadler, you know, talking about they're going to subpoena Trump's tax records. I heard on the radio that a certain bank has already turned over some of his bank records. And, I mean, you know, I look at the Fourth Amendment. It says, no seizures, no warrants without probable cause supported by oath and affirmation. You know, it looks to me like these guys like Nadler are using color of law, to make demands, unlawful demands for these records. That's a crime.
Yeah, if you listen to CNN, they'll say, well, they have congressional authority to do that. What they're forgetting to tell you is there's supposed to be a reason for them to be asking for it. A crime had to have been committed. There has been no crime committed per the Mueller report, and that's a definite – it was a high-profile report. 2 years, $35 million. No crime, no obstruction. You know, Mueller is a special prosecutor, right? Special counsel. He's a prosecutor. He had one job, find the evidence to indict or not indict. He did not indict on obstruction or collusion. Means no evidence, no crime. And if you want to say that defending yourself against this call that obstruction, defending myself against a charge that was non-existent. That's not obstruction. That's called defense. I'm defending myself.
Yeah, I think you ought to stick the DOJ on them. Title 18, 241 and 242. You know, that's deprivation of constitutional rights under color of law.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're using.
Right, right,
you know,
exactly.
Making it up as they're going along.
Yeah.
You know, CNN agrees, and so, you know, that's supposed to be gospel.
Yeah, exactly right. Good call, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take care. All right, so we got a few minutes. How many minutes we got, Derek? 2 minutes. I want to get to this real quick. Herman Cain, this kind of got buried in the news. Herman Cain was looking for an appointment on the board. Well, not looking, but the president was considering him. And he got screwed again. Poor Herman Cain. If you're a black man and you're conservative in this country, they want to hurt you. They want to make you disappear. Go ahead and play that, Derek, if you got it.
President Trump said Monday former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain has withdrawn from consideration to be nominated to the Federal Reserve Board. Trump tweeted, quote, "My friend Herman Cain, a truly wonderful man, has asked me not to nominate him for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. I will respect his wishes. Herman is a great American who truly loves our country."
All right, so Herman Cain got kind of tossed out of the presidential race because of his alleged affairs with these women. Those women all disappeared as soon as he dumped out of the race.
Right.
And yet, here he goes this time. I'd love to have Herman Cain on the Federal Reserve, highly qualified. And that started going after him again, right? They're going to bring that back up. It fell apart. There was nothing there the last time. And yet it chased him from a position of power because he's a black conservative.
Yeah, isn't that funny how they could target black folks, the Democrats could target black folks just like they did during the pre-civil rights era and get a free pass.
Yeah, and there were four GOP senators who really were behind the final him backing out. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Cory Gardner of Colorado, Mitt Romney from Utah, and Kevin Cramer from North Dakota. All four of those rhinos, disgusting human beings, if you ask me. I'm not happy with Mitt Romney. I voted for him in 2012. I had no choice.
Right.
But I feel sickened that I actually voted for this man, because these four people did not let a guy like Herman – they would not support Herman Cain running for the Federal Reserve. And that sickens me. These people are not Republicans. They are not conservatives. They are rhinos at best, and I think they're rhinos in name only. I think they're barely that.
Well, I think that's why we have to go through the process of finding primary candidates against these folks, because they're useless once they're in.
Yeah. Utah, you really need to think 6 years from now whether you're going to go after Mitt Romney again, because he is not working for the average American citizen. He is working for the globalists. I believe Lisa Murkowski is just like that. So is Cory Gardner, and so is Kevin Cramer. That's disgusting. So, folks, in 2020, primary out those rhinos and get yourselves educated when it comes to picking candidates. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Alex, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care.